My name is Johanna Warren, and I came to South by Southwest because I was invited. And it would have seemed silly to say no. My friend Buck Curran got me in on a showcase that he put together at the Hideout. So that was really sweet. Buck has been a very angelic figure in my life who's just opened doors for me like that. So he wasn't actually able to make it to the festival, so this is a shout out to Buck. Thank you, Buck. I love you. It's been surprisingly, amazingly fun. I've just had a blast. I was really anxious leading up to it because historically I've been somewhat agoraphobic and afraid of intense situations with lots of people, because I think I've been very psychically sensitive and empathic, and I just get overwhelmed in crowds. But this has been really fun, and even on that front, like, I've appreciated the intensity of the high octane nonstop situation, because I've been able to like practice my psychic protection skills and just like creating and maintaining a safe bubble that I walk around in, and I'm like, this is my circle, and this is what's allowed inside my circle, and this is what is definitely not allowed inside my circle. So it's been cool, like witchcraft 101, walking through the streets, figuring it out. What's worked for me has just been to really like relax and float downstream and not try to plan at all, really, like, other than just showing up at the venues that I need to show up at to perform. I've just really trusted in serendipity and the ease of relaxing into the flow, because there were so many people that I like wanted to meet up with and shows that I wanted to see, but I really didn't schedule anything. But I ended up running into everyone that I would have wanted to run into, except maybe Bob Boylan, but you got that covered. So between the two of us, we covered all the bases. So I would say, you know, you can't do it all. There's just no way. It's just literally like beyond impossible to try to like make the most of the experience. So just, I've been oriented around just having fun and taking care of myself, listening to my body. If it's like, you need to sit down on that park bench, go sit down on that park bench, because you never know who's going to sit down on that park bench next to you. You know, like, it's really, that's, I've been oriented around the compass of just feeling good and really listening to all the voices. Well, not all the voices. Listen, don't listen to all the voices. Tune in and listen to your own inner wisdom. Silence all the other voices. Like, I was with you on the first night that I was here. We were kind of looking around for food, and nothing was really ringing our chimes, and we had wandered afar, and like finally just saw this restaurant that had a moon on it, and I'm really into the moon, so I was just like, let's go in there, and ran into my friend Ben from Power Bottom, who's one of my friends who's here that I just would have definitely liked to schedule an arranged meeting time with, but like didn't have to do that because just walked in and there he was, you know. So that's kind of like, there was just kind of this sparkly intuitive like, let's go in there. And just lots of little run-ins with people in unexpected ways that have felt more aligned and like significant than if I had been texting them for weeks trying to like arrange a set point. So yeah, just it feels like more magical to just let things happen and stop trying to control. That's where I'm at in my process with life in general, is just like, let it go. Like, stop trying to clamp down and clench and be in control. Just let it happen. I guess honestly, I've been mostly surprised by how much fun I'm having, because I really was like bracing myself expecting to be a mess. But it's just been a blast. Like, just really, it feels like a big family reunion, just with all the musicians from all the different places here. And I've felt really recharged by it. I thought I was going to be exhausted, but I've actually felt like nourished and replenished and like reminded of how cool it is to be a part of the music community. Honestly, it's all been a highlight. Like, it's all been, it's all been lovely. I've been having lots of little moments of revelation just internally about just how to feel good in the world. Like, I had a moment the other day when I was just like walking down the very crowded street and just feeling really shiny and bright and just noticing how everything around me was like sparkling back, and just thinking about how everything around us is like a reflective surface. You know, everything reflects back to you something about where you're at. So I've taken notice that like when I'm arriving in a good place within myself, then that is echoed back. So yeah, just lots of little moments like that. I mean, externally everything has been you know, chaotic and ever shifting and sometimes beautiful and sometimes like slightly terrifying, but internally it's all been a highlight because I'm hitting a new chapter in my internal process where I'm allowing ease and grace and flow and yeah, letting go of struggle. And like even in moments when I feel like the possibility of anxiety surging up, I'm like finding ways to just shift something inside to allow for relaxation. And whether it's just like straightening up my posture or breathing more deeply or shifting my thoughts away from something that's causing me stress and just focusing on something that makes me happier. So yeah, I don't know, it's less about South by Southwest and more about me, I suppose, but yeah, it's been a good week. I got to see my friend Julie Byrne, who made one of my favorite records this year for sure, and I got to sing a song with her, and that was such an honor. And it was really inspiring to see her play at like a really noisy, crowded venue. Like, she plays very quiet music, as do I, and the struggle is real to like feel heard in the ocean of noise. Like, she was surrounded by these like thumping major showcases that were just like blasting all around. So it was inspiring to be in the crowd for that and to feel like I was part of her kind of casting a circle and creating a listening bubble like within the ocean of noise. Yeah, so that was really cool. And also I've been really inspired by some of the street performers that I've seen, which that's another unexpected surprise. I saw like a five-piece hip-hop act that were just singing. They said that they met in church and then like kind of took it to the streets because they didn't want to only reach people in their church. And it was really beautiful, uplifting hip-hop. They were like rapping like in this kind of unfathomably psychically attuned way, like where they would like be kind of like heckling people walking by, but like all together in unison, like in rhyme, like in real time. It was pretty mind-blowing. They were called Real Music. For me, I think I used to feel like there was such a separation between like being business-minded and like being a creative artistic person, but I'm in a place now where I feel like it's all really integrated actually, and it's all just about love and it's all about people and just being present with the other humans around you. And you know, it's I guess if you were to say this in a certain way, it could sound mildly sociopathic, but like it's really all about like loving people and like making people feel loved. Like, it's not in a manipulative way, and I think people know when you're trying to ingratiate yourself in an inauthentic way, but I've noticed that as like my love for humanity deepens and just my ability to like really just make meaningful connections with other humans, that like my every part of my life is more beautiful and abundant, and like it feels good to realize that like even the like business people that you're ostensibly trying to network with to like climb whatever ladder you're trying to climb, they're just people who just want to feel loved and want to feel good in your presence. So I think the best thing that you can do to like make an impression or like, you know, get anywhere or whatever is just to be a good person and be kind. So that's actually like I don't feel like there's such a separation anymore. And I think I used to feel more of like a performance anxiety thing when I knew I was going into like professional situations where I needed to make an impression, and I would like be so awkward and just not represent myself well. So I think kind of treating like professional network situations with equanimity and just pretending, I mean, just knowing like, okay, I'm walking into a room full of humans right now. And like, how do I want to be, what can I do to feel good within myself in this situation? Oh, be authentic, be myself, be love, like reflect love back at everyone. And then everybody feels good. And you're surrounded by people who like, you are, truly connected with. Like, I feel like I was just talking to my Greg at Defend Music, who's my publisher, who I just consider a friend. You know, we're like professional colleagues, but like I love him, and like, and I love his wife, and like I love just like all the people in my life, and they happen to be like connected to me professionally, but it's just, you know, friends. I love public radio. I love I do a lot of driving on tour, and it's always kind of a beautiful moment when I remember that public radio exists, when I'm just like driving late at night and like running out of steam, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I can turn on the radio. And it's always like, or so often it's like just this magical portal that like brings something to me that I really needed to hear at that moment. It's like, I love the magic of radio. Like, you know, you never know what you're gonna get, and like as a performer being on the radio, you never know who you're gonna reach, who's in situations like that. Like, I've gotten a lot of feedback from people who come to my shows and say, like, I'll ask them how did they find my music, and they'll say that like, I was just driving and I turned on the radio and I heard this voice and I had to like pull over and cry. And it's just, it's so cool. It's just this like very serendipitous channel. And I love, you know, I think it's a really important technology to keep alive, because it's so relatively basic and like something that we can rely upon like in any hard times that may arise. Like, it'll be there for us. So, yeah, hella love for the radio. Let it be easy. Let yourself feel good. You deserve to feel good. You're beautiful. You're made of magic. You got this.